What's the deal, y'all? NBA Finals are here, baby. I'm so excited. I'll be more excited if my team was playing, but they're not. So I'm a basketball fan, sports fan, period. So I'm going to be watching. Me and my son are going to sit down in front of the old tube and and watch this championship series unfold. It's going to be interesting, man. Golden State versus Boston. Boston is definitely the underdog in this series because of all the championships that the Golden State Warriors have won recently. Of course, the Celtics have more championships than Golden State, but those Larry Bird's not walking through that door. He ain't going to help you out at all in this game, Boston. So you got to come deal with these light-skinned brothers from Oakland. They come to play some basketball, man. Stephen Clay, the Splash Brothers, they can keep that other one, Jordan Poole, they call it the pool party. That's too corny. You can keep that one. But the Splash Brothers, I can roll with that. Like them or hate them, them dudes can shoot the basketball, bro. Yeah. And the ball movement, like me and my son were saying, we're watching this here, the ball movement is ridiculous between these two, man. Just the whole roster, the way they move and cut, it's beautiful game. Hard to defend. Hard to watch if you're trying to defend these dudes. You know, people have these game plans. I'm going to run these dudes off the three-point line. I'm not going to let them stand out there and shoot threes. And Golden State like, okay, you're going to run us off the three-point line? That's fine and dandy. We'll give you a little head nod, go to the basket, get a layup, get fouled. Or if you want to cut off lane, we'll dish it to my big, get him an easy layup. Or kick it out to another three-point, shoot in the other corner. So run these dudes out the three-point line. Don't really help you much. So, Boston. I know they say you have a good defense. You might want to bring all of that to this series because you're gonna need that and more because these dudes offensively are a problem. I don't like Golden State. Don't get me wrong, but what you see with your eyes is what you're gonna get. And them dudes are killers. That's a bad name, word to use right there. These dudes are vicious from the outside. They're great players. They're gonna be hard to beat, man. I do believe, though, Boston has a shot at this series if they can win game one. Remember, man, Golden State is going to be rusty. They haven't played in a week or so. You can scrimmage all you want. They got this guy coming back, that guy coming back. We're going to scrimmage. It's not the real game. Boston just got done playing a few days ago, so they're going to be a little more in the flow of things. So if Boston has a chance of winning this series, they definitely want to take advantage of that game one rust that I think the Boston Celtics is going to have. But do remember, Golden State is a second half team, third quarter for sure. So Boston, don't think just because you get the first half lead that you got these boys in the bag, because they are tough to beat. It's going to be very interesting series, man. Like I said, I'm going to go and say that right now. I got Boston winning game one in Oakland. Pretty sure I'm not the only one saying that. A lot of people probably thinking the same thing. Vegas. All that being said, I got them winning game one. But I do have Golden State winning the entire series. I'm going six, possibly seven games. I just think the championships that these dudes have won the last few years are going to be, that experience is going to really come through for them at the end. Now, Boston do have some experience in the playoffs. They've been through the battles the last few years in Boston, in the Eastern Conference. Man, they've gone through it as well. They never pushed through to get to the finals, but they have been through some wars in the East recently. So they're battle-tested. And not the same level as the finals, but they're battle-tested. You know, teams go through things differently. It's different ways to get there, but you don't have experience, you have experience, you know. They're going to get theirs now. So all that means, this bothers me, man, the way Boston ended that series with Miami. That's the reason why I just can't pick them, man, the way they could not hold that lead and couldn't finish Miami Heat. They had the Miami Heat in their gym to win the Eastern Conference Championship, and they lost it. They had to go back to Miami to win the game seven. That kind of bothers me. That's why I'm thinking, man, these dudes have a hard time closing. Average teams, because Miami could not score that many points. What are you going to do with Golden State when, if they get going? But Boston does have a good defense. I give them credit for that. It's going to be enough because defense ain't going to get you so far, man. You're going to have to put that ball in the bucket. This is not the 90s NBA when you can shut teams down and keep the score at 80 and 90 points. No, that don't work in this current NBA because you cannot touch players on defense, and there's a lot of things you can't do. So you're going to have to be able to score. You can get some stops. Don't get me wrong. They do have some players that are some really, really good defensive players. I think they might have the best defense in the NBA between them and Miami. The team they just play in the Eastern Conference. Those two probably have the best defense in the NBA. It's been interesting how the Eastern Conference teams seem like they always have better defense. So I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's the whole Eastern Conference gritty mentality. I don't know. All that being said, it's going to be a good series, man. Let's look at the matchups a little bit. Marcus Smart, who is, I guess he's their point guard. Are they going to put him on Steph? I would say so. I hope he's getting his rest up, man, drinking his Gatorade, because he's going to be chasing this little kid. He's not a little kid, so I'm sorry. This young man all around the court. That's what Steph does. He runs off the screens. They delay screens. They do a lot of stuff, man, so it's going to be tough. But Marcus Smart, he's Defensive Player of the Year. Now it's time. You want to wear that nice robe to the game when you with that DP, Defensive Player of the Year on the back. You might want to bring that robe to the Golden State Stadium because you're going to need that in them some because it's going to be tough. But and then I guess Clay, I guess I will put Jason Tatum on Clay maybe. In order for Boston to survive this series, Jason Tatum, I was just telling myself this, Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown are going to both have to show up. It can't be just one of them. Oh, Tatum had 30 points and Brown only had 12. No, you're going to have to put the ball in the bucket. You guys going to have to match whatever Steph and Clay put on the board. If they put 50 points combined, you guys need to get that 50 and more. And somebody off your bench, or Marcus Smart or Al Horford, who can get you 15 and 10, you're going to have to get some decent points from him. Williams going to have to be down there snatching rebounds, blocking shots. Control Kevin Looney, because in the last series, we had Kevin Looney. The Mavericks had Kevin Looney out there looking like he was a great center. We having him getting paid because he's a free agent, but the dude's not that good. But the Celtics don't have that problem in the middle. They got good bigs, so I think they can contain Looney. He was feeling himself a lot in that last series. I think they can keep him under control, keep him under wraps where I think he should be. So it's going to be a tough series, man. Like I said, Al Horford, this can be a problem. He can get you 15 to 10 easily, sometimes 20. He's a good shot blocker, good defender. He can knock down threes. It's going to be a very interesting series. The wild card, I think, for Golden State in this series is probably Jordan Poole. If Jordan Poole comes off that bench and shoots like he's been doing, watch out, Boston, because this kid is like a mini Steph. Now, both of them light-skinned. They kind of got some similarities to their game. You can tell he's been shadowing Steph around the practice facility and learning from the feet of the best three-point shooter that ever put on sneakers. Because the kid's been balling out, man. I got to give him credit for that. He's been doing his thing. But, and now one other thing about Jordan Poole, he's also a better free throw shooter this year than Steph. I never thought I'd be saying that. He's a better free throw shooter. He hasn't missed a free throw in the entire playoffs. Now, since I said that, he'll probably miss the very first one in game one. He'll probably get fouled at the beginning of the game and miss his first one. That's just how it is sometimes. Gonna be a good series, man. I'm looking forward to it. It'd be more exciting if my team was there. But anyway, I picked Dallas and Boston. I was off. I said that months ago, Dallas and Boston. I was off. I got one of them right. They barely got there, but they're there in Golden State. I gotta give Golden State credit, man, because I believe it was last year I said they're done. They're not getting back no championship. They had a great run. They did their thing. I was wrong. They're back there again. I'm not saying they're gonna get back there again and again and again, but they're there right now, living the moment. And they earned their shot to get another ring, even though I'm not a Golden State fan. I just don't think I really like Draymond very much. He does. Let me see what I say about Draymond. His game is decent. He does little things to help your team win. He draws charges. From time to time, he'll block a shot. he's a good passer. Can't shoot anymore. But he acts like he's a superstar. People calling him a Hall of Famer. We're only saying this because I don't want to go down this rabbit hole. We're only saying this because of who he plays with. I don't think he's that good of a player. It's just my opinion. It is what it is. Do your thing, Draymond. I know he's setting things up for the future. He's already got this podcast thing going. Big ups to you on that. Do your thing. I wish you much success in that. I just think you're overrated a little bit as a ball player. Just my opinion. He probably don't care what I think, but just give him what I think about his game. All that being said, man, it's going to be a good series, man. I'm pulling for Boston, like I said earlier, but I just don't know if they're going to be able to score enough points to keep up with Golden State unless their defense just really shows up. Really, really shows up. Because it's going to be tough, man. Not saying they can't do it. And anything's possible, like my boy Kevin Durant said, not Kevin said, Kevin Garnett said, anything is possible when he won a championship, when he was doing all that cussing. Slow down, player. Anyway, so it's gonna be tough, but I do think they can give him a run for their money. Cause you never know, man, things turn, someone twists an ankle. Not that you need someone to get hurt to win, but these things change, man. Look at Golden State when they were in the finals against Toronto. They thought they were going to walk through Toronto, and all of a sudden their whole roster got hurt. Everybody except for Steph, and Toronto got the championship. So, gonna be interesting, man. I can't wait to see who does what and how it all pans out, because I'm going to be watching like crazy. I was looking at this thing on Instagram, man. It had the top 10 players in this current finals, the rankings. When I say rankings, that's who's more important to their team. Of course, they got Steph at number one, Jason Tatum at two. They have Draymond at three. Draymond, that's too high. He's a nice player, but Draymond's got to drop down, brother. You got Al Horford and Robert Williams at 9 and 10. Those two have to move up. They got Marcus Smart at seven. That's too low also. Andrew Wiggins, who's been playing some good ball lately, on both ends of the court. He's a big part of what they're doing too. So I know I want to pick on Draymond here, but I'm about to move Draymond down on that list. They got him at three. I got to put him at maybe eight. I mean, they need him for certain things, but he wanted to tell KD, we won without you. Well, they can win without you too, player. So don't think no one man's bigger than the band, Draymond. So get that through your thick head. All they've been said is it works for them. They won't let them scream and holler at referee, which I don't understand how they let this dude just yell and cuss at referees, and they don't give them. Anyway, like I said, man, it's going to be a good series. I can't wait. I'm looking forward to it. Steph might finally get that finals MVP. Everyone thinks he needs to solidify his legacy. All they've been said, the dude's got championships on top of championships. That's going to make his legacy what it is. They already got people saying they think he's better than Magic Johnson. Slow down. Magic built the NBA to what it is right now. You can't step over him. Now, this is not Steph doing that. It's just the media making up stories, trying to make someone better than what they really are. Steph Curry is an outstanding three-point shooter. Maybe the best that ever do it, like I said, as far as the three-point is concerned. But better than Magic Johnson? Can't roll with that. Like his game. Seemed like a really good family guy. Believe me, when the finals start, they're going to show his wife and kids and his mom. His parents probably sitting separate seats because they're not together anymore. But they'll all be there. Believe me, we're going to see a lot of them. They all look the same, too. Him and his wife. And they look like they could be brother or sister. That's kind of weird. Anyway, like I said, man, it's going to be a good series. I think Steph might finally get that MVP. He's been wanting. He hadn't really been talking about it, but I'm pretty sure at the back of his mind, if he wins it, he's going to let everybody know that that's what he wanted to get, which is okay with me, man. That's cool. It is what it is. He's a great player. If he earns it, he deserves to get it. But like I said, Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum, show up, both of you guys, at the same time. You're on the same team. Both of you guys need to hit 20 plus points. Efficient 20 plus points and good defense. I need that from both of you guys in order to make this series competitive. I need 6 to 7 games, because if you guys don't show up, it's going to be a short series and a longer summer than what Lowry is going to be before football starts. So I need you guys to show up, show out, do your thing. Al Horford, 15 to 10, baby, at least. I need you to do that. Williams, do your thing in the middle. Because Golden State going to do what they do. It's just going to depend on what Boston does, if they bring their game and make a series out of this. I'll be looking forward to it. All right, y'all. Just want to give you a little gems on what I thought about the NBA Finals. They're finally here tomorrow night, baby. We get things going. Out in the Bay, Charles Barkley's favorite city. I'm out.